It's an industry that once employed tens of thousands in Lanarkshire alone, but today Scottish steelmaking has come to an end.
We have worked for 3-4 years looking at every possibility to try and find a future, and not found one.
That's Tor Farquhar from Tata Steel. Staff were given the grim news this morning. The plants are being shut down, with competition from cheap Chinese imports being blamed. James Stilley has worked at DL for 8 years.
We knew it was coming, you know, but the men are disappointed, but there's nothing else to do but get on with it, get on with your life and look for another job.
The news sent shockwaves in Motherwell.
Scandalous. They're bringing in cheap steel and closing down all their workers. Where are they going to get jobs, these poor laddies?
Terrible, but nothing to do about it.
Ross Clark from the community union, which represents workers, says they'll fight to save jobs.
We need to secure a buyer. Now, whether it's short-term government intervention, whether it goes back to public ownership, you know, the economic climate is forecasted to boom, you know, within the next couple of years.
For now, the Scottish Government set up a task force with First Minister Nicola Sturgeon set to visit the plants on Thursday, vowing to leave no stone left unturned in efforts to keep them open.